Federal funding is gone, and that changes everything. Every day this gap lingers, the shows and reporting you rely on are at risk. We've still got $200,000 left to close our funding gap. We're making progress, but we're not there yet. The programs and conversations you count on every day depend on your support. When you give now, you help close the gap and keep trusted, independent news here for Chicago. Make an affordable monthly gift online at wbez.org/donate.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Degman in for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Add foreign war correspondent to Governor J.B. Pritzker's repertoire. Pritzker went on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night to ridicule the Trump administration's claim that horrible violence was savaging the streets of Chicago. At Kimmel's cue, Pritzker appears in a flak jacket with the serene-looking Monroe Street Bridge in the background.
This is J.B. Pritzker reporting from war-torn Chicago. As you can see, there's utter mayhem and chaos on the ground. It's quite disturbing. The Milwaukee Brewers have come in to attack our Chicago Cubs. We've seen people being forced to eat hot dogs with ketchup on them.
Pritzker's spoof came after a federal judge blocked Trump's National Guard deployment to the Chicago area to protect immigration enforcement agents. Meantime, at least three demonstrators have been arrested today outside a protest at the ICE facility in suburban Broadview. The Sun-Times reports the conflict happened between demonstrators and Illinois State Police. A judge ordered yesterday that the fencing around the facility that was erected last month be iced by taken down by today. This morning, scuffle broke out as troopers pushed protesters away from the facility and back from the streets. Illinois U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth were once again denied entry into the Broadview facility when they visited today. Durbin says he's visited the facility numerous times over the years without a hitch. And the fact that they're now being kept out tells him that agents are hiding something, saying, quote, "We know that they're keeping it a secret because there are things going on here which don't square with the law and the values of this country," end quote. Earlier today, a judge ordered the fence constructed by ICE to be taken down, but it is still up as of this afternoon. A lot of manufacturers across Illinois are facing higher costs, fewer customers, and more uncertainty due to the ongoing fight over tariffs. Mark Densler, president of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, says many companies are deciding whether they can afford to absorb these costs or pass them on to their customers.
Some companies have reduced CapEx spending. They have not hired new, or they put a freeze on hiring new people, particularly when we see companies that are making a product that's sold to consumers. You think food products, for example.
Densler recently led a delegation to Washington to lobby Congress to push for more trade policies. He says the current trade wars are hurting manufacturers in Illinois, especially farmers who are losing export markets. The Chicago Cubs live to fight another day. The team sailed to a 6-0 win at Wrigley Field over the Milwaukee Brewers last night. After 3 days' rest and a poor performance in Game 1 of the NLDS, Matt Boyd's pitching shone. He gave credit to the home crowd.
The atmosphere was amazing tonight. We got the best fans in baseball, and it was electric. We've been feeding off them since April, but tonight was another level.
The Cubs head back to Milwaukee tomorrow for a deciding Game 5. The winner will play the LA Dodgers in a series that starts on Monday. You're listening to The Rundown. The nun who is credited with praying the Loyola Ramblers men's basketball team to the NCAA Final Four in 2018 has died. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt died at 106 years old. My colleague Adora Numigade talks to those who were changed by the nun's joy.
Sister Jean described her life in simple terms.
I eat well, I sleep well, and hopefully I pray well.
Every day she'd wake up early, go over her schedule, and offer her day to God.
I thank God for the day and ask Him to help me do everything in His honor and glory.
She had a close relationship with God from a young age, and by the time she was 10, she was set on becoming a religious sister.
I would pray in the morning, and I would ask God. I would say, please help me know what you want me to do, but tell me you want me to be a BVM sister.
She did go on to join the BVM order, the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her fellow religious sister, Mary Fran McLaughlin, knew Sister Jean for decades. I talked to her before Sister Jean died.
She's always smiling. She always makes you feel very welcome, and she makes you feel that you're very important to her. She listens very carefully to what you say, and she often gives you good feedback.
Even after she became famous, Sister Jean remained committed to spreading joy with everyone she met. Her claim to fame came in her late 90s, when the Loyola men's basketball team made it to the Final Four for the first time in 32 years.
Good morning, I'm Noelle King. The breakout star of this year's NCAA tournament is not a player. It's a 98-year-old nun named Sister Jean.
She's the fans and the nation were shocked when the Ramblers beat out Miami at the buzzer. Here's what it sounded like when the NCAA covered it.
One timeout, they don't take it.
Sister Jean loved God, and she loved basketball. Her player, Tom Welch, started at Loyola in 2019, after their NCAA run. He would see Sister Jean several times a week during the basketball season, and he most admired her consistency.
You know, sometimes as a student-athlete, you struggle with motivation to get out of bed, get to class, go to practice, you know, kind of give it your all at everything you do in a day. And, you know, if she can do it, you know, there's no reason I can't.
He says Sister Jean was a basketball connoisseur and well-read. She would constantly come up with game plans and scout the other team. But most dear to Welch was the personalized notes that she would write every player after every game. He scrolled through his phone to pull up his favorite. They had lost a game, but her note made him smile.
She said, "Good morning, Ramblers. What a tough game. We could not find the basket." And then a little P.S., "Tom, the opponents were after you today. Keep the next group away."
Her joy was infectious off the court, too. Her former athletic director, Bill Burns, marveled at Sister Jean's ability to befriend people of all ages.
It is amazing that someone that is now like 80 years older than the kids that she's around, when it comes particular to like the basketball team, how well she can relate to them is incredible.
That's how Loyola student Alyssa DeSalvo felt.
If you do like come across her, it's like, oh my gosh, a celebrity sighting. So my roommate and I last year were like, can we please take a picture with you? And of course she was like, of course.
Sister Jean's desire to make people happy never waned.
Basically, I'm the same. Maybe even I'm happier because I'm affecting the lives of more people. And that makes me happy. And people keep saying, oh, can I have a picture? And people say, oh, don't. Did you get tired of that? No. If it makes people happy, it makes me happy too.
Sister Jean had fun doing lighthearted things, taking selfies with students, coaching the men, and laughing with students and friends. But the relationship she had with God early on in life always came first.
Well, when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to wait too long when I get there. And so that's a big wish, you know. So, and I want my friends to be there too.
Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.
Clearing skies are forecast overnight. Expect a low in the upper 40s and a really nice weekend on tap. Both Saturday and Sunday look mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.